This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
7 minutes after 11. So we thought that Brasol won't see the light of day this week. We'll probably see him next month. But, you know, circumstances are circumstances. And we thought, hey, why not? And Brasol joins us on the line. Brasol, good evening to you. How are you, sir?
Great. And how are you, my bro?
Very good. So we were talking about you. Oh, I think we lost Brasol there. I'm not too sure what is happening. But we'll try and get him back on the line.
It's never about winning the debate or how many names you call the other guy. Power Perspective on Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
So, Brasol, I'm sure you are with us now. Solid line.
Yes, technology is failing us today.
We probably are failing technology.
or maybe
it could be the other way around. So we were talking about you yesterday. There are two calls that came through. You remember the chap that wrote us an email about the terminology that we use? Instead of classifying people with disability as that, people with disability. Is it persons with disability? I think it's people with disability.
People with disability. The guidelines are saying you should have a person or people followed by disability.
Okay, good stuff.
Instead of saying disabled person or people.
Yeah, so we had a very interesting chat yesterday, and I made a commitment on air that next month when we speak to you for our last conversation, he will be our guest on the show, because there's some organization of people with disability that he also runs, and he has been in the sector for quite a while. I'm sure it's something that you'd not crucify me for in terms of taking a decision without consulting you.
No, it's okay. The more voices communicating the same message, the better.
Good stuff. And then we had a very interesting call as well from a lady that for some reason I forget her name, from KwaZulu-Natal, who said, you know what, guys, I like what you guys are doing, but there's one aspect that you are not focusing on. The challenge that parents of children with disabilities face on a day-to-day basis. Now, I know how difficult it is to raise a child with disability, because we've lost Brasol again. Let's try him. Let's try Brasol. I'm not too sure about this line of the line of Brasol. But we'll try it just one last time, because I'm sure there is a bit of a problem. Brasol has also, as always, brought us a guest, and ideally I want him to, as we normally do, introduce the guest so that we begin to start a conversation. And of course, if you want to talk to us, always a pleasure to be speaking to you. 0861987000. Brasol, we are very patient. We will not give up. So this lady was saying that we must also highlight the challenges that parents are going through, and she was saying that there needs to be a dialogue as well, amongst parents that are raising children with disability. Surely it's something that you are also open to, isn't it?
In fact, you did mention a while back that we also need to invite spouses of people with disabilities.
Yeah.
And yes, and especially around December, because all your rehabilitation hospitals are working on skeletal stuff.
Oh yes.
So, and people are on leave. It's important that we give space and airtime to those family members who'll be looking after their relatives who are disabled.
Beautiful stuff. So we've got a guest, as always. You don't come alone, Brasol. Who's the guest?
Yeah. Yeah, today we have Thabo Taps Dube from Stellenbosch. He is a successful businessman. He owns a brand called Let's, and he was catapulted into starting his own company when he couldn't get any job anywhere because of his disability. Let's welcome him on board.
Thabo, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for hosting me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for making time. We really, really appreciate it.
It's just an honor.
Tell us your story, if you don't mind, please, Thabo.
Well, I'll be very quick. I know I don't have a lot of time. Mm. So in 2013, during my gap year, I was working in a restaurant, mostly night shifts. I was just trying to raise a little bit of money to pay tuition so that I register with the university the following year. Well, the university of my choice was Stellenbosch. Mm. So at that time already, I had set my eyes on Stellenbosch. So one evening, I got a ride from a friend who was on a motorbike, because on that particular shift, I still remember the day, it was the 3rd of August. It was a Friday, 3rd of August, 2013. Just 11:45 midnight, in the restaurant, especially Mountains, will knock off at work very late. Mm. Yeah, and the person who normally gave me a ride did not have a shift that evening. Mm. So I just got a ride with a guy on a bike, and I was really, I wasn't really comfortable when we left, from the time we left, because I wasn't really used to it, the swinging and all, everything, not knowing that in less than 3 minutes I'll be involved in an accident, which put me in coma for 6 weeks. And when I got out of that coma, I was so surprised to find myself in hospital. Although I recall the moments just before the accident, because I still remember what happened. Just that instant, because it happened so quick, I think I was still trying to communicate with the phone, and then I just heard a bang. So as we were hit by another motorbike, apparently this bike came from the side trying to pick up a race with us, because it was in the middle of the night and there was not a lot of cars, and there's a bad reputation on those streets. Apparently there is a lot of drag racing on bikes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So soon after falling, the last thing I was trying to communicate, I don't know what I was telling him. Well, I wanted to warn him about speed. Mm. I wanted to warn him about speed. Mm. And then this bang went down. And soon afterwards, I tried to, my head hit hard on the ground, and then I went out. But when I came back again, I gained consciousness, I tried to stand up. That's when I realized that my leg was missing. By that time, I did not feel the pain yet. It was still fresh, but I couldn't understand that my leg would be lying it was just a few meters away from me, because I saw it, a reflection from another light. But I couldn't understand how my leg is there and I don't feel any pain. I thought it was a dream until reality hit and the pain started. The pain took me out. I remember until I got to the ambulance, but soon after I just flashed, and 6 weeks after I just got out of ICU. I just got up in ICU. So I stayed in hospital for 9 months. I probably stayed at home for a year just to heal. Then I go to rehabilitation, Western Cape Rehab Center, which helped me a lot. It really helped me a lot. It gave me confidence that I can still go out there, and be the best I could ever be. I think sometimes if I just think to myself that the reason why I picked myself so better than before was all the motivation and seeing other people win my case and just having that experience.
Yeah.
What I was able through, because sometimes life throws lemons at you. Life does whatever it wants to do with you, but how you respond is what determines you. So I think it took me almost 2 years to get to the rehab. I stayed there for almost 5 months, five good months. And when I got out of there, I had a prosthetic leg. But I couldn't really walk on that prosthetic leg because I still had to go back for exercises and them to teach me to walk again. It took me a long time to be able to walk again on crutches. And but then, I mean, if you, I mean, this is already 3 years and I'm not working, I'm jobless. So this was really a difficult time that I was going through.
Prasol, yeah. You know, I always learn a valuable lesson through these conversations that we should not take the moment of now for granted. You know, because the story that Thabo has just narrated, it's a repetition of people like yourselves who said, look, I was just walking in the mall and then the next thing, doops, I fall. And then the next thing, there's this issue, then I'm in rehab for such a long time. The chap that you brought the other day was saying, I was walking with my girlfriend. Then the next thing, people came out of nowhere, boom, boom. And here am I, I'm sitting on a wheelchair now. And also, the lesson also talks about the mental strength. Because most of the people that you bring in brilliant people who manage, after struggling for a while, to turn their thinking around to the positive, and they end up, you know, accepting what had happened to them, and they make better life out of it under the circumstances. That for me is one of the critical points.
In fact, Thabo has designed an excellent slogan that captures that, and the same slogan and approach to life inspired the name of his company. Maybe he can take us through that.
Thabo?
Okay. Yes. Right now, I have a successful brand, leather brand, called Letz, L-E-T-Z. It stands for Live Every Day to the End. Z is the end in the alphabet. So I had to go back to the drawing box. I found myself jobless, miserable, and unemployed, something like a hair trick in misery. And I knew that I had something great in me, but I just didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do. And that time I was battling suicidal thoughts because on the other hand, I was feeling, you know, deep down I was feeling sorry for myself. Deep down, I was like I was almost accepting the fact that I am worthless. So I was really struggling through suicide at that time, and I was living by myself. So, well, I had to find something, you know. I just thought of to myself, I just need to find something. Because before, when I went through some challenges of strength, I would just run, you know, run until I get tired. And then I know that when I get back home, I'm so tired, I just bath and then I go straight to sleep. But this time I couldn't really do any action. I was tied on a wheelchair. I didn't have a leg. It was really, really stressing. And, well, in between praying and trying to do my research here and there of what to do, I thought to myself, let me find something that I would love doing every day. Because right now, just one day seems like a year. A day was so long. But if I find something to do, the day will be so short. And that's how my slogan came by, because I was trying to motivate myself to look forward to the next day. It was a way to motivate myself. Even if it didn't work, to me, it was something just to keep on going, you know, to push me through. So that's how I started Letz, living every day to the end.
And you started by printing T-shirts and selling them before you went into production of bags.
Yes.
How's that going?
Well, I started off by T-shirts because that's what I could afford. You know, the only capital that I could have was handouts from friends, you know, family. People just give me something to buy food or just to, you know. So I used to save lots of it, knowing that one day I'll start some business. And I realized that there was like, then I went to buy end of range T-shirts from other shops. and then plain T-shirts. Took them to a friend of mine who was printing caps. I asked him to print my first T-shirts. They were printed with a T-shirt like this, "Who needs a leg?" And surprisingly, friends supported, you know. I still have the first T-shirt that I printed. It's in my, it's at my workshop. It's framed. The first T-shirt that says, "With a T-shirt like this, who needs a leg?"
And amazingly, you are employing people.
Yes, now I'm employing people. We've got 6 permanent right now. We started with 1 in November, December last year. Now we have 6 because of demand and the growth. And we have 4 more, 1 on standby, always come whenever we get big orders.
Wow.
No, in fact, some time ago, it was Mapule Mulota that we hosted.
Yes.
Who said that if you can't find a job because you are disabled and discriminated against, look into your inner self, discover something that you can do best, and invest your energies into it to make a living out of that talent. Mm-hmm. And I think, Thabo is one such example of someone who looked into his capabilities and he said, yes, I could be able to do this. And he did it. And here he is today. In fact, many people in our WhatsApp groups, when I told them about us hosting him tonight, they said, yeah, we remember him from TV. There's an advert on one channel that says The Forerunners, and they feature Thabo in there. His story is very inspiring.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Sorry to jump on that. I just wanted to say everything started when I stopped calling myself a person, a disabled person. I thought to myself that I'm differently abled. That's how everything mentally just changed. Then I knew from that instant when I told myself that I'm differently abled, I knew that I'm able to do something that is good and which is different.
Right.
In fact, we are adding to our vocabulary. You say this differently abled, and I think Kianita Bet spoke about that, and DJ Bambo Rocks spoke about beyond disability, and Mapule Muloto spoke about amazing abilities.
Okay. Let's go to someone that might need your advice and your support. Mdeni in Dobsonville. Good evening. Are you also a disabled person?
Disabled, yes.
Didn't you call at some point? Didn't we speak to you at some point?
Yes,
I remember.
I advocate even now, road accident fund.
We hosted the road accident fund people 2-3 months ago.
Yes.
I would say he should call me and I will link him up with the road accident fund to make follow-ups. Yeah, because, yes, we do know that there are many listeners who are having problems with their applications at Road Accident Fund.
Yeah, yeah. So, Thabo, somebody who is differently abled, who says, I want to start a business, I have a skill, but I'm frustrated because I don't have a starting capital, what then becomes your advice?
Well, you know, if there's a famous Chinese saying which says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the second best is now. So what happens if right now you have to plant a tree and you don't know where to start digging or where to put it down, not having the money? I think you can start by fundraising, you know, or the little that you have, if he is good in baking, he can bake scones. You know what? I realized that the moment you start doing something for yourself, everybody's keen to help you. I realized that when I was selling T-shirts. I mean, it was T-shirts, end of range, and they were going for cheap. Everybody who bought my T-shirts, the first batch was probably 20 T-shirts. I had to book more T-shirts within a few days. That was going to 30, and then I went to 50. After that, I started having enough money to buy leather because leather is expensive, and I already had the skill of leather. So I knew that I would do it myself. I'll start there. So the moment you do something for yourself, just something small, even a church or outside your yard, put something, because it's not that people are feeling sorry, but people are keen to help somebody who is doing something for themselves.
Wow, it's an amazing story. Rasol, what's your parting shot?
My parting shot is my sincerest apologies to our listeners because we started late and later on we had technical problems, but also to thank them for their support throughout the Disability Awareness Rights Month. And from now onwards, we'll be seeing them on the last Thursday of the month.
Okay, good stuff. Thabo, thank you very much for an inspirational story. People who would like to sample your products, where do they go? First and foremost, is there a website where they can go and check out your work?
Yes, as we are speaking, our Black Friday has already started. We have up to 60% discount on most of our amazing goods, you know, which are so good in buying for yourself as a Christmas gift or for somebody else. We have a website. It's www.letz.store, letz.store. And they can, yes, www.letz.store. And they can also follow us on Facebook. We are Letz, just L-E-T-Z. On Facebook, we are Letz. We'll love your support. Thank you so much, guys, for supporting our local entrepreneurs. It is you guys who are keeping our doors open and to keep on inspiring others. It's a snowball effect, one to the other, and eventually all of us are empowered.
Thank you very much, Brasol. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Taps.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Brasol.
Okay,
I appreciate it. Bye.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.